WBBR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A third high-flying balloon-like thing shot down by U.S. warplanes in 3 days over the Great Lakes today, Lake Huron. Like the others, no word where they were from or why. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
The FAA Sunday afternoon temporarily closing airspace above Lake Michigan. NORAD saying it was done to ensure the safety of air traffic in the area during NORAD operations.
North American Air Command first believing a radar blip last night was a false alarm, but today detected the object from Montana to Wisconsin to Michigan. Total quake deaths in Turkey and Syria now are over 33,000. An entire men's college basketball team is benched for the rest of the season after a player filed a police report over hazing and inappropriate touching by fellow teammates. New Mexico State's ABC's Zareen Shah.
The school's chancellor writing in a statement that he was heartbroken and sickened to learn of the allegations, calling acts of hazing despicable.
This is ABC News. Aggressive behavior or just an honest mistake? ABC's Lama Hassan.
A Chinese Navy vessel entered Japan's territorial waters for almost 2 hours on Sunday. Japanese officials say this is the seventh sighting since November 2021. The Japanese government has expressed concern to Beijing.
We get some economic snapshots this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
On Tuesday, we get consumer prices and wholesale prices on Thursday. The weekly jobless claims numbers will be released on Thursday as well. Last week, the Labor Department said first-time filings rose by 13,000, but the overall number is still historically low.
A sudden halt mid-season by New Mexico State University to its men's basketball program. ABC's Dave Packer.
The chancellor saying players on the team were interviewed by the school Saturday about an alleged hazing incident that leading to the program being shut down indefinitely on Friday. The school also announcing it will hold a closed-door meeting on Tuesday with some unnamed school employees.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wasting my life away, hoping tomorrow is better than today. And I build it up and tear it down, gravel and rocks and another go round. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same. Oh.
One day I thought that things would get better on their own. Now I see that I'm a fool. Should've known. Maybe I'll be better off all said and done.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Listening Party, a world premiere here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
The name of that song is called Three Eggs, Wisconsin Weather. And it's my new favorite song.
Oh,
I love it.
Goodness, man. Jimmy.
The album is called Been a Long Time Coming. Uh-huh. It's due out soon. I don't know when, and there will be a Listening Party here. Oh. On Max Inc. Radio, we'll get the Listening Party in studio and either play live or have a chat with them. And wow, what a great album. The first song that we played off that album, where's it at here? Same Old Problems.
Yeah, that was really good too. Wow, what a fun band.
And they're from Milwaukee.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay, well, we're going to look forward to their visit.
Listening Party, look them up. Mm-hmm. They're really awesome. Hello, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
I'm fluttered from the Listening Party, I guess.
You know, I can't blame you, actually. Right. That was really fun.
Yeah. Rocker, we got more fun coming up. What's on the schedule here, man?
Jimmy, music makes a difference. Bill Zohr, he's going to be in here after 7:30. They're putting on a free show for Black History Month at the Majestic Theater on February 18th, and we're going to hear all about that show and what they're doing. Buffalo Nichols is going to be talking with Terry Barr after 8:30, mm-hmm. and Michael Massey, he's going to be right here in the Devil's Lair. He's a local composer. He went rogue. He's become an author, and tonight Michael will perform live in the studio and talk about his brand new book and a new band. That's all 9 p.m. That's and then incredible. Max Inc. with Jimmy K.
Taking over Max Inc.
Coming up 10 p.m.
Look
to
out.
Midnight.
Look out.
Sitting in for the old rocker.
844-967-2789 if you want to call and be part of our show or just call up and chant for us. We'd love to hear that too. I want to say hello to those of you listening to in Oshkosh on Civic Media. WISS 1100 AM and 98.3. That's air support. And also to our listeners in Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay. Hello,
ooh,
everybody.
Hello, Green Bay.
On,
WGBW 97.9 FM and everybody on the Civic Media app. So, Terry, you have some bar notes for us.
I have
What's happened? Couple
bar notes for you. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, for those of us who have a soft spot for what was the Boss Meadery, everybody, anybody, musicians, many from all over the place played at Boss Meadery in their Boss Hall, the building is now demolished.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
They saved the front part of the building because it's
better.
Yeah, right. It's,
yeah, that's how we do things
now.
We're
going to build around it.
Right, right. Well, it's better than nothing, I guess. But talking to Colleen Boss, now, in case you didn't know, the Boss Meadery building, East Wash, one of the thoroughfares, of course, to the Capitol in Madison. Now, Colleen tells me she is still searching for a new location. They've put in some offers, they've done some dealings, and nothing so far has come to fruition. But you know what I'm loving about this? Everybody is telling her the minute you find a spot, and if you need help, painting, decorating, whatever you need, because everybody wants to get it open so fast, everybody is willing to go and help her. Now, that's a community.
That's going
to
be one heck of an open house when that happens.
Whoa, no kidding.
You know.
And all the bands are already like sending her messages and saying, we want to play. We want that first date. We want to be there.
We're booked out for a year, but we don't have a place yet.
I know, I know. Okay, have you heard about Hoozles at the Lakes? Rise to Music Competition. We are a sponsor. Yes, we are.
I saw a post about that on Facebook.
Absolutely. And we don't even have to do anything. They just said, you guys want to be part of it? Okay. But this is the cool thing. We get to let all the musicians know that the Rise to Music site to register to participate this summer is now live. So if you are interested, Hoozles, it's Hoozels, risetomusic.com. Sign yourself up. And if you think you've got talent to share, you can win a whole bunch of cool stuff. This actually starts happening June, July in the Nakusa area. Mm. They had 30-something participants last year from all over the state.
There's a good winery up in Nakusa.
Oh, so maybe time to go check this out and that.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. The Midwest Music Fest lineup has just been announced, and our friends in the People Brothers Band.
Oh, yeah.
One of the headliners. And this thing keeps growing every year. They've moved it now to two different dates, two different cities. So they have a spring one that is in Winona, Minnesota, right across from La Crosse. And then the fall one is in La Crosse. And we know Charlie Boy. Remember our young, hip, cool friends from Charlie Boy out of Baraboo? They are also in the lineup. So congratulations. I hear it can be pretty tough to get picked because they do pick a lot of not from here bands. So way to go to the People Brothers, of course. And Charlie Boy, their first big festival.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
They're really great. Yeah. I enjoyed their performance here in the Devil's Lair
the podcast,
a couple weeks ago.
The podcast is up at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. radio page.
Oh, wonderful. And that's your bar notes, at least for right now. I'm always finding more for you.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Yes!
Maybe we'll pry a couple more out next hour. Okay. Maybe not. Music on the way from after August. We'll do some Quarterstone. That sounds familiar, rocker. And this is brand new music.
Caught me by surprise.
Yeah. Brand new music from the Mascot Theory. Check this out. Yeah. I Need You on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable because I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. Day after day,
the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. I kept my diamonds from a pile of bones, sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, 'cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me. One hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, 'cause I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you.
Radio for the people.
Many answers pass for.
the best of the band and do the best that you can. After you've been up and down and all around, you know where you stand. 'Cause in life, darling, you've got to both lose and win.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's a bit of a throwback right there. Cornerstone.
Huh, tell us more.
Wow, that is a throwback.
That's from 2001, and the name of the song is called Blues to Win Rocker.
Well, it goes back earlier in 2001, Jimmy. I think that was recorded probably in 92, I think that was. And that was recorded at Randy Green's recording studio. By Randy, and it was produced by Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Randy did a lot of the stuff, but Clyde was hanging out with us the whole time.
while
recording, so, you know, hey, Clyde produced it.
Yes, he did.
He got in the credits on that one.
Were you drumming?
That's me on drums.
Weren't you nervous to play and Clyde's hanging around?
Oh, I mean, back in those days, we hung out with Clyde a lot.
Gosh, so. I love these stories.
He was, so Cornerstone, we were playing at up on King Street at what was... like the Chamber and that bar there. Now I think it's Wolf's right now.
Yeah.
And we were playing there, and our guitar player was only like 17. And the crazy thing was that we were a Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of Hendrix tribute band, but he was like 15, and he saw Stevie Ray Vaughan's last show, and he was like, I want to play like that guy. And then Stevie Ray died.
Yep.
But so he was like, it was just unbelievable. And right at that time when Stevie was just huge, and he was only 17 years old. So my mom, his mom lived in Illinois somewhere. So my mom used to come to the shows and pretend like she was his mom.
Oh!
So that like he could be able to play in the bars and stuff. So it was pretty funny.
Mama
and,
Rocker, you know, sassy thing.
It's not a fib, because Mama Rocker is everybody's
mom.
Yeah,
she's kind of adopted everybody, right. Which is exactly. A good thing. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, yep. So that was Cornerstone, and that was a pretty fun band. Philly on bass, just a three-piece. We really kicked a lot of butt back then.
Yeah,
and,
sounded great.
Cool song to hear.
Yes, fun
we heard
story.
Some After August before that.
Yeah.
They used to be.
I know. I forgot now. The
Getaway Drivers.
Yes, thank you.
They were just here.
Yep. See, look at. We already have their new name in our heads, so that's good.
August. Let's see. We got stuff coming up here. We got Music Makes a Difference with Bill Zohr coming up in just a couple of minutes. I need to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by thespaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of your favorite local bands. Get all the details at thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. I just joined up with Weikert Realtors Lake Point on Atwood Avenue. Join us for an open house and art show on Thursday, February 23rd, with free snacks and liquid refreshments. Six local artists are featured, including Catherine Capolero from Disco Superstars VO5. It's the Weikert Realtors Lake Point Open House and Art Show, 2045 Atwood Avenue, February 23rd. For more information, find us at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A third high-flying balloon-like thing shot down by U.S. warplanes in 3 days over the Great Lakes today, Lake Huron. Like the others, no word where they were from or why. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
The FAA Sunday afternoon temporarily closing airspace above Lake Michigan. NORAD saying it was done to ensure the safety of air traffic in the area during NORAD operations.
North American Air Command first believing a radar blip last night was a false alarm, but today detected the object from Montana to Wisconsin to Michigan. Total quake deaths in Turkey and Syria now are over 33,000. An entire men's college basketball team is benched for the rest of the season after a player filed a police report over hazing and inappropriate touching by fellow teammates. New Mexico State's ABC's Zoreen Shaw.
The school's chancellor writing in a statement that he was heartbroken and sickened to learn of the allegations, calling acts of hazing despicable.
This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, but we also play Otis Redding. You know?
It's so good.
It is.
It is so good.
And I guess for obvious reasons, we can kind of say Otis is local right now. It's very sad for that reason, but we can say that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. I'm GBK here with Rocker and Terry Barr. And Rocker, you're going to say hello to our next guest.
Jimmy, music makes a difference, and it's a nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to supporting musicians, venues, and local charities. This Saturday, February 18th, Music Makes a Difference is celebrating Black Music Month at the Majestic Theater in Madison with a free show. A stellar lineup of local musicians will be paying tribute to legends such as Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder, Prince, and many others, including Otis Redding, who tragically died in a plane crash into Madison's Lake Monona in the winter of 1967. On the phone with us from Colorado is founder of Music Makes a Difference, Bill Zohr. Bill, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Yay.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you guys very much. Hey, hey, it's been a while, Terry. Nice to hear your voice.
I know yours, too. I'm so happy you could join us. This show sounds phenomenal. Way to go.
We are really excited to be a part of this this show, and it's always great to be at some of the bigger venues in town, like to be at the Majestic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal for Music Makes a Difference. We're a little music promotion organization. So for us to be on the marquee at the Majestic, that's a home run.
Oh, beautiful.
So for those of our listeners who are not at all familiar, tell us about Bill Zohr and Music Makes a Difference and what inspired you to create it.
All right. Well, it's not so much about Bill Zohr, and the reason he's in Colorado is because he's just on a little vacation.
Good for you.
can we put a shopping list in for you, Bill?
Jimmy K.
Yeah, lived in Oshkosh, graduated from UW-Madison, lived in Madison a long time, loved the city. And the way Music Makes a Difference got started is I had just gone through a divorce and was kind of thinking like, all right, what's going to happen in this next chapter of my life? I got a little bit of time on my hands. And I had started volunteering at a homeless drop-in shelter at Bethel Lutheran Church downtown. And they were looking to do a fundraiser and asked if I could help out with it. And I'm thinking, all right, what's a good way to bring people together? People love music. And this little germ of an idea got born of, like, I could do this a lot, right? Bring people together for music. Often people like to, you know, donate, you know, have a free will offering. And to be able to tie it into a local charity that we're supporting, I just thought it was a win-win-win type of thing. Had no idea. I'm not in the music industry. I'm not a musician. I'm not talented in that way. But I've always loved going to all the venues in Madison, seeing all the great live music. And I just thought, hey, jump out of the nest and see if you can fly. And there were a lot of people that have helped me. Beth Killey, who's in multiple bands and is just a total music talent in town, you know, kind of connected me with some of the venues, and it grew organically. We are an actual 501c3 nonprofit organization, and to do that, you actually have to have a board of directors, which I was like, geez, I just thought I was going to do a little something myself. But I have eight super talented, dedicated volunteer board members that all bring different talents to the table. And we've been doing this since 2017. It's not something we do once a month. If we can host, you know, 5 to 6 shows a year, we think that's a good year. COVID kind of knocked us backwards a little bit, but we pivoted and we did some online. We did a Battle of the Bands online and pushed $24,000 into local bands in our community.
Wow.
And then when COVID continued, we also did what was called a Complete the Song contest, where we paid some certain artists to actually develop a song, write a lyric, a melody and a first phrase of a music of a song, and then we had other contestants then finish the song, and that was a great thing. And I think that brought in another $15,000 for local musicians. So it's just been fun to get to be a part of the local music community, and that's what we're about. And as part of that, we always, at every one of our shows, we sponsor one local charity, and it varies from environmental groups to social services like homeless communities, it's been great to meet with all different kinds of organizations and push money their way while also jamming with great musicians and bringing the community together. So that's kind of what it's all been about.
It's the best of everything. Wow. Okay, so this Saturday, tell us about the show. It's Saturday, February 18th at the Majestic Theater in Madison. Music Makes a Difference, celebrating Black music. Tell us more about this and what you hope people get from this.
Okay, well, so Kevin Wilmot II, who is the lead singer with Don't Mess With Cupid,
yes,
approached me back in December about this potential show. We had hosted a local talent showcase, and Don't Mess With Cupid was the headliner with that. Mm. And so through that, I got to know Kevin on a personal basis. I'd been familiar with the band and his music, but he approached me saying he was going to try and put this show together, and would Music Makes a Difference like to be a part of it? Well, the board of Music Makes a Difference jumped all over it because it was checking a lot of boxes for us. One, it was doing something at the Majestic, and it was trying to help us diversify. You know, we've done a lot in the Americana genre and country genre, but we had not really stepped out into the Black artistry, and there's such a rich history of great music in all genres within the Black community. And when Kevin brought this idea, we're like, yes, we want to be a part of it. So there will be multiple bands with Don't Mess With Cupid is kind of like the core of it, but there will also be other great musicians as part of it. And the local charity that we're going to be supporting hosts the Juneteenth event that will be in June of 2023. And the organization, and I don't butcher this name, but it's Kujichagulia, they sponsored Juneteenth last year. It's a full day event, and we said let's target them as our charity that we're going to support. So Music Makes a Difference through our own dollars, we will be supporting them, and then also at the show, it's a free show because we don't want to have any barriers to entry for anybody who wants to be a part of this. It's a free show, but if people want to make a goodwill donation, all of that money is going to go to this organization, Kujichagulia, which, again, is going to be hosting the Juneteenth celebration this coming June.
Excellent.
And then we mentioned that Don't Mess With Cupid, they're going to be playing Otis Redding.
Yeah.
But tell us about some of the other performers. I see Rob DZ is playing, plus special guest appearance from Mandela Barnes. Tell us about some of these people.
Yeah, so it's I have to tip of a hat here to Kevin Wilmot II, who is, again, associated with Don't Mess With Cupid. Mm. He's the one who brought all these great musicians together. So Rob DZ is going to be there, Raquel Ailman, Juicy Monroe, Soup from Supa and Friends, Eli Blakely, DJ Phil Money, and then, as you said, Mandela Barnes is going to show up. So, as you know, if some people don't remember, Mandela ran for U.S. Senate, and this is not a political thing. He's not going to get up here talking about, you know, running for anything.
Mm-hmm. It's about music.
What it's going to be about.
Totally.
They're going to talk to him. Yeah, they're going to talk to him. Is like, what influence has Black music had on your life? I mean, this is a celebration of Black music and the musicians that bring this rich, plethora of music to us. And that's what I like about the lineup. It's diverse. I mean, all genres are going to be there, but man, especially with Don't Mess With Cupid, the soul music that they bring.
Oh, they're so good.
It's going to have grooving and moving.
Also, yeah. Kevin's a big Chiefs fan too, so he's partying this weekend.
Oh, now you're bringing football into
this. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for putting this show together.
Yay.
You're a superhero. This is going to be fantastic. This is happening Saturday, February 18th at the Majestic Theater here in Madison. Music makes a difference.
7 p.m. Free.
People love free.
Thank you so much for giving me a little time here to talk about something that we love. And yeah, we hope the whole Madison community turns out for it. It'll be great.
And you're across the state right now, so who knows where people are going to come for this show?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll bring all the Rocky Mountain High people.
Woohoo!
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bill. We'll send you that shopping list. Okay.
So, all right, you bet.
Some more Otis ready for you.
All right, see you.
Bye. On the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cents love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. In store, when I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the count, called mama, I'm so hot to hell and I yes around.
Maxique Radio, we are local music. Make music. Madison makes music difference. It's a celebrating black music here in Madison. Majestic Theater, Saturday, February 18th. Let's do one more song to celebrate the event.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC.